on the remix by DJ Audios. Check it out. Okay. I think that... Yeah, got the fan blowing in the background here, ladies and gentlemen. Kind of blowing stuff around a little bit. But it's crazy because it has to be that strong because of the heat. So... we're back here, but it's all good because it means we got like a cool wind chill effect. We actually outdoor DJing in the summer party. Ha! So, checking that out right here at the remix. So, it's 1 o'clock now, and that means we've officially hit the moment to transition into our mashup moment. So, hit that period to mashup to mashup moment, trying to say moment twice. So, we just chilling out here at the South Campus Dining Hall in this wonderful, now cloudy Tuesday afternoon a little bit. We got some good clouds in the sky, some good weather. Here at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, really feeling that heat of summer, really feeling that day of summer, really feeling just the vibe of summer. But I want to add something to that vibe, and I'm looking around. I know I've been going through different genres recently. We did neo-soul, we looked at Andy Stone, Anthony Hamilton, D'Angelo, an artist in that genre. We did New Jack Swing, looked at the great hits of Bobby Brown, Whitney Houston, SWV, could not stop going, sticking out, speak enough on their wonderfully awesome discography. And now we go ahead and give some respect to the DMV zone, the sound of DC, go-go music. And man, is this genre ever so cool. I mean, I'm going to try to describe it, but before I do, in traditional fashion, I'm just going to play a song to get us in the mode of what we're listening to when I say go-go. So starting off, we're going to go ahead and play, I guess it'll be an introduction to more modern go-go. But it's also introductions to the city, if you know what I mean. So we're going to go ahead and play some Mambo Sauce and get the mood right for the DMV area. So this song is from Mambo Sauce debut album, The Recipe. And it's a really cool go-go track. If you've never heard go-go before, this is definitely a more contemporary transitional piece into go-go music, as opposed to the traditional Rare Essence, Chuck Brown, Experience Unlimited sound. This is a studio recorded go-go track. So it's a little, if you're used to pop radio, used to rock, this is a good transitional space. And just off top recommendation, if you want to hear go-go transition coming out of the pop era, coming out to the R&B, you want to get into go-go in a more light sense before you go all in Chuck Brown or Rare Essence, Mambo Sauce and Black Alley would be two great bands to listen to as you transition and get your ears set for the go-go track. So just suggestion out there, and we're going to go ahead and kick it off now with Mambo Sauces. Welcome to DC. Check it out here at WBCFM College Park. College Radio is good radio.
Go! looking slim. We just scrimmages, so lace up your Nike boots and pass with the Timberlands. When them brothers on the boat like they Gilligan, what a condition that we living in. Got us fighting over land, it ain't ours, like cowboys and Indians. So football, yup, cowboys and Indians. And politics, yup, cowboys and Indians. But much love to VA and MD, that's why the new DC is the DMV. You know, when you're at the USA camp, you're taking a flight.
Indeed, welcome to DC. Mambo Sauce from the Recipe album. So I say there, the recipe is. It's kind of tricky. It's interesting because Mambo Sauce is actually a sauce in the DMV area, and the album's called The Recipe. So whenever I say Mambo Sauce, The Recipe, my mind is like, okay, the recipe for Mambo Sauce. Like, wait a minute, no, it's the album title. So it's interesting. I like the creativity on that one. If I'm not mistaken, that track is. I played that track before I played any Chuck Brown or Rare Essence because, interestingly enough, it had, the music video for that song featured Chuck Brown, and it's almost interesting like how he was kind of mentoring the group or giving that influence and like really in that video giving like the thumb of approval, like, yeah, this group is coming up next in the go-go world. I like how artists who are at the top of their genre know the next artist coming up, or they engage and network with the upcoming genre, to see upcoming artists in the genre, to see how it's going so far. Very similar to what Prince did working with if I'm not mistaken, Danny Lee. And also some of the statements that I think both he, Michael Jackson, Prince, Miss Whitney Houston, Chuck Brown, they all made, like the genre never dies. If you have the soul of music, you can carry that on. And so Mambo Sauce definitely bought the recipe for go-go with that one. Welcome to DC back in 2008. That track's become like a staple. If I'm not mistaken, at one point it was the Washington Capitol hockey team theme song. It's very, very cool. And again, not so much heavy on go-go, still getting into that go-go sound, but definitely crossing over and incorporating a lot of cool other genre elements. Like, you heard a lot of heavy rock and percussive, almost like electric jazz elements, with those guitar flares just running up and down the arpeggios and the descending scale playing. It was interesting hearing those. It was almost like they were playing it's a scale, but it's not, I think it's an arpeggio scale, almost bluesy. It's very interesting how the go-go genre can do that. And so that's the thing, that's the reason I'm playing go-go today, because it doesn't just do its own sampling, it has its own unique sound to it, which artists can riff off of, almost making it like a new jazz, very similar to neo-soul. Except it also adds a live percussive element for audience engagement. And if I'm not mistaken, Chuck Brown said a lot of his content they created for go-go music was oriented around this idea called the pocket rhythm that was invented by Grover Washington. And Chuck Brown took that pocket rhythm and he really, I guess you could say, massaged the platform opportunities that came with it. He massaged that rhythm so well across many different works on his various albums. And it just stuck. The sound was right there, and it just became so prominent, so popular within the community of DC. It's lasted the test of time. It's led to that formation of the sound has led to so many groups like Rare Essence, Experience Unlimited, Uncalled For Band, UCB, even the great Anne Marie using that song, using that style of sound and music to create a very distinct and unique value proposition within the music industry. It was very cool to hear that. And beyond just the economic standpoint, a sound that could unite people. Like, Go-Go has so many elements that are attributing to distinct and historical heritage of African Americans on the transitioning sounds that came from Africa. It's very percussive, very call and response. It resonates with people. I was going to say vibes, but it is a vibe in of itself, but it resonates with audiences and allows them to feel like they're part of it. Like, I always crack up when I hear a Chuck Brown live album. How many shout-outs he said, "Oh, we got you back there. We see you back there vibing." Or he'd call out the different people out of town. He said, "Delaware, you in the house. Virginia, are you in the house?" Calling out the different star signs. They're calling out the different birthdays. That's the thing I like about Go-Go. It blended so many great elements of different genres together in one cohesive performance. And I'm talking all about that. All about what it can do and talking about it, but I think it's better just, you know, get the sense in our ears and listen for it. So I'm gonna play, because I keep talking about him, but I'm talking about Chuck Brown, so I'm gonna go ahead and play the most iconic track, I think, in his entire discography. Like, when you hear it, you know it's him. So I'm gonna play Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers, Bustin' Loose, from their self-titled 1979 album, Bustin' Loose. It's crazy that Go-Go is almost 60 years old now, by the way. Or almost 50, I should say. 50 years old. 1979. Yeah, almost 50 years old now. That is something awesome to behold. So, again, God rest Chuck Brown's soul. And now we're going to go and play one of his greatest works, Bustin' Loose by Chuck Brown and Soul Searchers, here at WMUC-FM College Park. College Radio is good radio. Check it out.
Evening, busting loose can be pleasing. Talking about busting. guys out doing that.
Chuck Brown and Soul Searchers busting loose here on WMC and FM College Park 90.5 with College Radio's Good Radio. And it's very interesting. I'm going to break down some of the elements here on that one. That's an iconic go-go track by any standard. I mean, that's just not a go-go. That's a funk. That's a jazz. It's so cool. And it's even like a call and response. You heard the elements all in I was talking about all in that song. You had the instrumental version that obviously pops in. Then you have the immediate call and response and the traditional, I guess, popular music radio crossover. And then you have the breakdown. You even have a little trumpet, or sorry, a little sax solo at the end, excuse me, coming in at the end there. And it's interesting, in traditional jazz standard, you can hear the kind of the rhythm playing the concurrent single that Chuck Brown had released at the time called We Need Some Money. You can you hear the you hear the sound, the horns play, do 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 do. That's literally the rhythmic melody of the Chuck Brown single, We Need Some Money. So it's very interesting how Chuck Brown busted loose with this debut single and then kind of acted as a prelude for his upcoming works. So then we would have like songs like We Need Some Money, Deo, Run Joe, there's so many good hits. And then we also had Chuck Baby, and an ultimately Beautiful Life will follow years later and toward the end of Chuck Brown's life. Legendary career and awesome work that he did all the way from 1979. That song is still so cool, so relevant, so funky. It's just, it's awesome to hear. So, a little nostalgia popped in just now. And speaking of nostalgia and talking about how the sound of go-go transcends time and just stays consistent, this artist has been in the media recently. She recently had an NPR Tiny Desk concert, and wanted to give a shout out to Miss A. Marie. So, and playing her lead single, one of the most iconic tracks in pop crossover radio that took a lot of sounds from the go-go style of music. And I think when I'm mistaken, Rich Harrison, let me double check, make sure it was either Rich Harrison or Tricky Stewart, who was using a lot of this go-go and percussive and horn elements. Songs like Crazy Love by Beyonce, I think even Freak 'em Dress by Beyonce, and then A. Marie's One Thing, Case of the X by Maya, really heavy percussive element styled songs. And so, One Thing by A. Marie is from her 2005 Touch album. And every time I hear it, I'm just like, yeah, that is one funky go-go track right there. So, it's got a lot of elements in it, call and response. It's got, what else got in it? It's got so much in it. It's got horns. It's got a cool keyboard melody. It's got an epic guitar riff every time. Offbeat, vamp right there. Just offbeat every other chord. You go one, two, three, four. And it's just right, it's so cool to hear. Oh man, so I'm gonna go ahead and play A. Marie's One Thing from her 2005 Touch album here at WMUC FM College Park. Or College Radio is good radio. Check it out.
Woo.
A-Marie, One Thing from her Touch album. And yes, I just confirmed it was produced by the great Rich Harrison. Interesting too, he also, and again, also correct, he also produced Get Right by Jennifer Lopez and Crazy in Love by Beyonce. Two additional percussion heavy songs. It's really cool to hear that. And hearing how that sound was really, really, really marketed. It was something really cool to hear that time. Like, again, I'm a lot younger than that era. I wasn't really, like, in the age where I could cognizantly remember artists and names of songs. But I could remember the sound. I think it was probably about 3. But hearing that early 2000s use of percussive elements within the music, it sticks with me. So every time I hear those songs, my head's just like, yeah, that's exactly what I remember. It's just the melodic satisfaction that comes in just hearing those really cool rhythmic elements and putting together such a crafted, well-crafted masterpiece such as One Thing. It's just an awesome trend. It's just awesome how Go-Go can just transcend different genres in that unique way. And because it can transcend genres in that interesting and unique way, we also have the ability within Go-Go to do a lot of popular cover songs. So you think of one example, it could be Rare Essence cover of Ashley Simpson's Pieces of Me, or Rare Essence's cover of No Ordinary Love by Sade. Another cover comes to mind is the Chuck Brown Band's cover of Love Is My Religion. And then even Chuck Brown himself did a cover of Oh Happy Day that I played not too long ago on the show. But Go-Go has a unique element where, because its unique musical qualities and elements within the design of Go-Go music, it can uniquely accommodate to make a new sampling and new cover creation when artists pop it within the Go-Go genre. Do their own personal vision and take of a song that may be on more mainstream radio. And that's honestly one of the reasons I think Go-Go should get more appreciation, because of its unique and talented and complete procedure of being able to do that. I mean, these are some spectacular covers I just listed. I mean, it brings in a... What I'm trying to say is that Go-Go has a unique style. And because of that unique style, just brings a whole new air to an already successful popular track. Pieces of Me by Ashley Simpson, great song. Sade's No Ordinary Love, wonderful euphoric experience just listening for the 7-minute length of it. And even Love Is My Religion. You gotta love it. I mean, reggae is always just sad to me. Is, yeah, you just sit there and you enjoy it. You just sit there and it's like the waves carry, the waves of the musical sound waves carry you, as opposed to ocean water. And then I hear the Go-Go covers and I'm like, yes, it brings out so much more within it. Pieces of Me, Miss Kim, and Art and Rare Essence musical ability brings out its full potential, and not just respectfully, not just the commercialization and the acoustic pop rock track. It's a wonderful, both tracks are wonderful. Being from the DMV area, I definitely feel a more closeness and unique unification with that Go-Go style take on these covers, and it's really cool to hear that. Same thing with No Ordinary Love. I find myself going back over and over again, just vibing out to Rare Essence singing "Keep Crying for You, Keep Trying for You." That just sits in my head, rent free as it will be. So maybe it's time to start making it pay rent in my head. But yeah, I like how Go-Go can do those covers so eloquently, so sheer, it's so up close to sheer perfection. It's something awesome to witness and behold. And speaking of witnessing and beholding that track, I'm going to go ahead and play another outstanding Go-Go cover, more recent one. Any Adele fans out there? Because if you are, we have something really cool lined up. We're going to go ahead and play with a Backyard Band's cover of one of her most iconic tracks in the recent musical era, Hello. So it's called BYB Hello to help distinguish it. It's a cover. But this is so cool. It's just a really sit back and chill vibe kind of song. You can just play it and you see the skyline of the sunset over the horizon with blue clouds. If you're in traffic, you see the sea of taillights. If you're on the beach, you see the reflection as the sun goes back down to kiss the gray background of the perimeter that you can see off the horizon. It's one of those songs that makes you sit back and go like, yeah. Yeah, that life is good. So I'm going to play BYB Hello from their Street Antidote album. Coming at you live here at WMUC-FM College Park, broadcasting live off top the South Campus Dining Hall. This is the remix by DJ Audios, episode 7, Go-Go Amalgamation Observation. Check it out. Yeah, Backyard Bands, BYB Hello cover from the Street Antidote album. And again, love that Go-Go can do that. I mean, I felt that Adele's original version was wonderful for what it was. It demonstrated her dynamic vocal capability. It brought out some wonderful emotions for the audience. I mean, there's a reason that song is so popular as it is. And then when I heard the Backyard Band's version, I'm like, yes, take it all the way. It's like the I saw this in a YouTube video for another song I was researching. It's like one version of the track, that's your kind of introduction. And then the other was like when you get on a roller coaster, you go stand in line and you're getting ready, like you're in patient mode, but once you're on it, you're actually, everything's up, your blood pressure's up, your adrenaline's rushing, you're like, oh my gosh. And so it's like Adele's version to me is like the beginning of that roller coaster ride, and then you go with Backyard Bands as the whole course of it going through, like you're going up the roller coaster to the high point, then the drop off right as the chorus hits with all those crazy go-go percussive elements. The loop-de-loops are where like the go-go track breaks off in its own pocket rhythm, just getting in that groove, and then it just fades out and slows that back down gradually. So it's something really cool about that go-go music, I think, does. And the go-go bands always have the best covers, I think, because they go crazy with it. They do anything that just sounds good, sounds right. I think about another one like a Churches La R.E. It's a take on Churches La Ghost by Ghostface Killah, the rapper. And their take on it is much, I'm going to just say it's a lot more lively. It's really, really in there. It's driving, it's pulsating, it nails it on the head. So, and speaking of R.E., this is where I'm going to go ahead, and now that I play Backyard Band, I want to play a couple other bands that are just native to this area. I played Mambo Sauce, I played Chuck Brown, I played A. Marie, who ended up taking one thing and making it popular. But I don't think I've touched enough on the other, the other intrinsic go-go bands native to this area. So I'm going to go ahead and play a track now by the wickedest band alive, Rare Essence. And since I mentioned it, I'm going to go ahead and play Churches La R.E. because I think that just brings in a good vibe to listen to right now. So check it out from their Doing It Old School album. It's Rare Essence featuring Miss Kim, Churches La R.E. here at WCFM College Park. College Radio is good radio. Check it out.
Oh, afternoon. Harder with the criminal night, y'all. So what?
Nice explosive cover there. Church has the R.E. by Rare Essence and Miss Kim. Transitioning again, keeping it going here, giving tribute to all the other Native Go-Go artists in the DMV. That was a Rare Essence and Miss Kim tribute, freaking collaborators on that track. So now I'm going to go ahead and look at another iconic Go-Go track within the genre, The Butt by Experience Unlimited, or EU for short. Coming in here with Sugar Bear. Coming at you live on WCFM College Park. It's episode 7 of the Remix by DJ Ardios, focusing on Go-Go today. Check it out. Again, mashing them up here. Again, just really enjoying the Go-Go sounds. And it's weird, it's also I'm playing my playlist all over again. Hearing from Sir Chesla R.E. to The Butt. And now transitioning to another iconic track from the DMV. The uncalled for band UCB, Sexy Lady. An iconic Go-Go track here. Very summery, very melodic, very, very powerful. And that's the thing I like about these last three songs, why I play them. Sir Chesla R.E. is a really explosive track. Really get the drive when they're doing an old school album. The Butt by EU is an iconic, just feel good track, and then mixing the two worlds together kind of with the explosive feel good vibes of Sexy Lady by Uncalled For Band. Check it out.
Saturday. I'm confronting you, so you ain't got a front on me. Girl, come with me, keep me company. You don't pop the drink, alright, we can fun and free. She said, okay, she dig the pimp in the me. Next thing you know, she done a fans rubbing deep. Sexy lady, sex, sex me. Her head on her shoulders, plus her, it's crazy. I ain't in love like Jay-Z and Beyonce. Even though I cheated her, bought drinks and an entree. Take her to a room, tease her with some foreplay. Now shorty gonna be up when she horny. It's obvious when I'm in the club and she on me. But I ain't Bobby B, but she could be my Tenderoni.
A little triplet mashup there, trifecta, go-go tracks. We had R.E., Church Tesla R.E. from the Doing It Old School album. That version of following it up, EU's The Butt, that's the edited radio edit coming from the King's Ransom soundtrack. So the tricky part with go-go songs, if it's not there too long, it's that you, or not too long, if it's not that they're really in the moment, full length, it's hard to find the radio edit tracks that were made for the airwave play. But you know, it's all good, because that's what go-go's meant to be, man. You're supposed to be in the moment with it and enjoy it. At least to me, I feel that's best enjoyed. And then we had another, again, radio edit version of a longer track. We had Sexy Lady by UCB. So recently we released that one they did. It's back in 2022, released it as a single. And again, the demand for go-go is so... I feel bad, because I mean, I feel like in comparison to the other genres, and which they shouldn't be to begin with, go-go doesn't really get a lot of love, a lot of acknowledgements. The sounds are used everywhere. I mean, I didn't even touch on it, but Rolling with Kid and Play literally sampled one of Chuck Brown's songs, and they even said that go-go sound was influential. We talked about last week how New Jack Swing had a large influence on the New Jack, go-go had a large influence on the New Jack Swing genre. And even one of the most popular tracks to blow up across the states by Nelly, Hot in Here, sampled Bustin' Loose by Chuck Brown. So that sound is there. And again, that campaign right now to get go-go to be as a genre on social media streaming services. But either way, the disrespect of go-go in the virtual space, I think, is something that needs to be addressed, and it needs to be better respected. I think that go-go music in its own is a solid genre, and again, it should be commercialized, but it also, at the same time, should be given its due respect to its own unique genre. The same way we give respect to all these other subgenres that have dominated our airwaves and the pop radios, we got to give respect to go-go, because a lot of the roots that we enjoy in music, the key structures, the rhythms, the call and responses, the vocal elements, the percussion, a lot of that is presented at its fullest form, in my opinion, within go-go music. So I just want to take this episode to give a shout out to all the artists again: A. Marie, EU, UCB, BYB, Rare Essence, and the great Chuck Brown. Thank you so much for blessing this area, this DC, Maryland, Virginia area, with being able to embrace your sounds and your opinions and your wonderful, wonderful musical trends. So thank you again. Same with Rich Harrison as well. So ladies and gentlemen, we have reached that point in our show where it's been fun, it's been plenty of laughs, it's been plenty of go-go music going around, some good vibes here. And hopefully these clouds may have chilled off this Tuesday. So, again, now we're going to the power prayer, because that ends up our Beat Match Bash segment. And we're going to go ahead and say a power prayer, get some positive words for the rest of y'all going out into this week. So, thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, supporting WMUC-FM, College Park. Again, this is episode 6 of The Remix, focusing on go-go. So, going to close it out with a positive note here. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. Dear God, please protect our relationship between our hearts and you, Lord. For the love shared within this connection is our link to you, the Holy Spirit. Guide us through the storms and brutal weathers of evil that brew upon the horizon. For I believe that even within those impending conditions and beyond, you exist and make your presence known throughout all occurrences. For only you allow them to test our faith, to have it in you alone. I pray that you give us strength to endure those struggles because of that fact, God. And also, please take care of our loved ones. If they are stuck, free them from the fear-induced shackles that the enemy has sent for them. Please extend your hand to fully cover, protect, and lead them into that place you call victory. Please help them with love, God, so that they may know how to pay it forward into the lives of your future generations of children. I love you, God. I thank you, God, and I pray that you continue to do all the wonderful things for those who follow you with all of their heart. In Jesus' name I pray and thank you. Amen. God bless, ladies and gentlemen. Have a wonderful week and have a safe 4th of July weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Take care.
One thing I'm glad about, that ain't a friend like the lonely.